Today is Wednesday, April 10th, Bet Nisan, and we are Parshat Tazria. And we are going to focus on the very first pasuk and the first Rashi today. So we begin, this is actually a pasuk, but sorry, not the first pasuk. Daber b'nei Yisrael emor, isha ki tazria ve'yalda zachar ve'tam'a shiv'at yamim kimei nidat dvota titma. Speak to the children of Israel, saying, if a woman conceives, which is not a good translation, but we're not going to talk about that now, and gives birth to a male, she shall be unclean for 7 days. As in the days of her menstrual flow, she shall be unclean. So Rashi there says, Isha ki tazria, amara rabbi simulai, kashim she yitzirato shall adam achar kol behema chayava of. So Rabbi Simlai, we're going to come back to him later. We're going to repeat him a few times, but we're going to come back to some more details about him at the end. He said, just as in the creation, man was created after all domestic animals, wild beasts, and birds. So, kach torato nitparsha achar torat behema chayava of. So, too, the laws concerning man are explained after the laws of behema chaya and of. Okay, so you have to remember what happened at the end of last week's Parsha Shmini, which was all about kashrut and all the signs of the different animals that you can tell whether they're kosher or treif. And now, in Parsha Tezria, so it's not just talking about a woman who gives birth, it's talking about the general topics in Parsha Tezria, which talk about all the signs on a person that the Kohen has to tell whether they are indeed Tame or Tahor, have Tzara'at, Nega, whatever it is. So those laws come after the laws of all the signs on an animal that tells you if they're kosher or treif, just like the animals were created first in creation and then man was created. So this is taken, Rashi takes this from a Midrash, which gives a lot more opinions than just Rabbi Simlai. And here we're going to see this Midrash. So the Midrash begins with a pasuk, which most of Vayikra Rabba does. A pasuk in Tehillim, I think, specifically, is how it usually works. So, Isha ki tazria, a woman who conceives, havahu dechtiv in Tehillim kuf lametet, achor v'kadam tzaratani, back and front you shaped me. So we're going to spend a lot of time on just these three-letter words. Achor means back, kadam means front. It also could mean achor means after, and kadam means before. So it can either be physical, front and back, or timely, before and after. You shaped me or you formed me. Okay. Amar Rabbi Elazar. Achor, I'm just going to read it in English, sorry. Back, this is the first day, and front, this is the final day. So he's taking a timely view of this. And he says, according to the opinion of Rabbi Elazar, this is, as is written, God said, let the earth produce living creatures in its kind. In Genesis, Bereishit Perek Aleph. So this is the spirit of Adam, the first man. So in Bereishit Perek Aleph, on day 6, when it is, actually, I don't know that that's, it says, Nefesh chaya lamina, totseh ha'aretz nefesh chaya lamina. Nefesh chaya, we're saying that that is actually man, even though it seems that man was created after. So he's saying man was created before, in a certain sense. Reish Lakish said, back is the final day, and front is the first day. Okay, so there is an article posted here. I'm not going to read it in this shir. It's a summary and translation of Rev Aaron Lichtenstein's Dasal that goes to great extent analyzing these two back and forth and these two opinions of the rabbi in this midrash. It's very deep and fascinating. You're welcome to look at it. So Reish Lakish said, back is the final day. In front, this is the first day. According to Reish Lakish, as it is written, the spirit of God hovered over the surface of the water. V'ruach Elokim rachafet al pnei tahom. From the very beginning of the creation story, this is the spirit of the Messianic King, so meaning part of humanity. So they're having a debate about what came first and when. Sorry that I made that so confusing, but I think it actually is very confusing. But then to move on is what we're really going to focus on. If a person merits, they say to him, you preceded the entire act of creation. Okay, so we have these two opinions as to what came, where was man in the placement of creation? Was man first, as seen by the Ruach Elohim, which we interpret as being Mashiach? And that means that we were there before anything, when it was just tohu vavohu, humanity. Or did we come last with Aleph Kaf Dalid, with that Ruach? Is that where we were? So Nefesh Chaya. Nefesh Chaya, where it says that's the Ruach of Adam HaRishon in that first opinion there. Okay. So if a person merits, they say to him, you preceded the entire act of creation. If not, they say to him, the gnat preceded you, the worm preceded you. Okay, so human beings are the only creatures that have free will and choice on how they're going to live their lives. And depending on how they live their life, we interpret them either according to Rabbi Elazar or Reish Lakish, that if they merit, they were first. If they don't, they were last. Rabbi Yishol ben Rabbi Tanchum said, back after all the creation's front, before all the punishments. Even his praise came only last, as it stated, beasts and all animals, creeping animals and birds of wing, and thereafter, kings of the earth and all nations, from the same parak in Tehillim. Okay, and now here's our, from Rashi. Rabbi Simlai said, just as the creation of man was after animal, beast, and bird, so his law is written after those of animal, beast, and bird. That is what is written. This is law of the animal, and thereafter, when a woman conceives. So it's an interesting question why Rashi chose this explanation, which might be the most pshat, because it does seem to go in that order. There's a lot of questions on the Rashi. Why does it start talking about a woman if we're going in order of creation? Shouldn't the man have come first? Because he actually was created before the woman. There's a few different explanations. One is the Maharal, the Gur Aryeh, says that women actually came first when they were created as one two-faced being in Bereshit Aleph. And that's one explanation. Another explanation is the only reason it mentions a woman is because she's giving birth to a boy, and therefore the boy comes first. That's not going to be our topic. Okay. The Gemara has a similar teaching on where the placement of man is in relation to animals. So in Masechet Sanhedrin, the sages taught in a Braita, Adam, the first man, was created on Shabbat Eve at the close of the 6 days of creation. And for what reason was this so? So that the heretics would not be able to say that the Holy One, blessed be He, had a partner, Adam, in the acts of creation. Alternatively, he was created on Shabbat Eve, so that if a person becomes haughty, God can say to him, the mosquito preceded you in the acts of creation, as you were created last. Alternatively, he was created on Shabbat Eve in order that he enter into the mitzvah of observing Shabbat immediately. Alternatively, he was created on Shabbat Eve after all of the other creations in order that he enter into a feast immediately, as the whole world was prepared for him. So again, it's focusing on the idea, is were we created last to diminish us, or were we created last to elevate us? And that's really going to be our question of this shiur. Did we come last to diminish us? Did we come last to elevate us? And what is our free will in the matter? Okay, so this is Torat Moshe, the Chatam Sofer. I think I have been teaching him, or a teacher of his, or a descendant of his every single week, almost every single week this whole year. So here he is again. So first he quotes Rabbi Simlai, and that Rashi quotes. He says, "Ritzon lomar k'shem sheyesh be'ichur yitzirato shnei ta'amim v'shnehem emet." So, just as we can give two reasons for the lateness of man's creation, and they're both true, chada legriuta, one is for the negative, she'im chet omrim lo yatush kadmecha. Because if he sins, we say to him, a mosquito came before you. Some people translate it as gnat. And that's from Sanhedrin, the Gemara we looked at. Behu emet. And that's the truth. Shekol bria chashuva min ha'adam rasha. Hamored belokim hagam shemakirbo. Why is that the truth? Because every single piece of creation is more important than a wicked man who rebels against God, and all the more so when he knows God. So then, in that case, it is absolutely true that the mosquito preceded you. V'hasheni l'shavach. But the second reason is to praise him. Shekulam nivra'u l'shimsho u'se'uda muchanet l'fanav. Because everything was created to serve him, and the meal is ready, prepared before him. V'achar kach nivra kemelech v'gedud ha'mashul v'kol shetav tachat raglav. And afterwards, he was created like the king who comes in with everything prepared. And this is a paraphrase of Tehillim 8:7. You gave him dominion over the work of your hands. You have placed everything beneath his feet. Everything was ready for him. V'gam ze emet ki adam ha'osev retzono shel makom hu ziyono shel olam u'bishvil ze nivra hakol. So this is also the truth, because a man who does the will of God, he is the epitome of the, he's the top of the world, and for him, everything was created, v'hakol nichna'im lefanav, and everything bows down to him. Kein torato mitpareshet achar torat behema chaya ve'of. So continuing on in the Rashi, quoting Rabbi Simlai, so too is his Torah explained after the Torah of the behema chaya and of. Ki ba'alei chayim lo shayach behem shum mala or griuta, because living creatures, not humans, there's no, the aspect of higher or lower levels is not relevant to them. B'taratam o b'tumatam, whether they're pure animals or impure animals. Ki in behem b'chira b'kol zeh, because they don't have a choice. It's just how they're made. Aval adam harei ha-nega'im b'hachlayim zav v'zava m'chat'am ba'aleihem. But a person, these plagues and these sicknesses and the zav and zava, those are men and women who have strange discharges, they come from their sin. Meaning man has a choice whether these signs of plague or sickness are going to appear on him. Umigriuta, and they're for the bad. Alken nitparesh b'achrona shelo lehatchil b'puraniut, and therefore they're explained at the end so that you don't begin with bad things. Because the animals and the fish and the birds, that's neutral. But when it comes to plagues of man, that's bad. We don't want to start with that. Umnam gam letova, but it's also for the good. Ki pa'amim l'rov kedusha yikahu Hashem b'yisarim sh'ahava. It can be also for the good, because there are times that it's out of the greatness of holiness that God strikes him with yisurim of love. Yisurim is like rebukes. That's not a good translation, but with troubles of love. V'afilu b'negaim shayach yisurei ahava. And even when it comes to these plagues that we read about in the parshas of the next 2 weeks, it's also relevant to say that these are rebukes of love, as we learn in Masechet Brachot. V'afilu otan havayim al derech onesh. Even those that come by way of punishment, hem gam kein l'rov kedushat v'ahavat Yisrael. They're also for the holiness and the love of Israel. And all of this discussion of the plagues of clothing and houses, the end of this week's parsha, beginning of next week, is from this matter. And he's going to explain it all, and we only go up in holiness. Okay, so it's really highlighting us, the difference between us and the animals and the free will that we have. Okay, the Beit Yosef, which is on the Chumash, so it's not Rav Yosef Cairo. Beit Yosef Lahava. Rav Yosef ben Tzvi Duchas, so late 18th century, early 19th century, in Pressburg. Okay, so he says, Isha ki Tazria, and then he quotes the Midrash that we read with when Achor and Kadam, being before and after. And if he merits, then we say you came before all of the acts of creation. And if it's after, we say the mosquito was created before you. And then ending with Rabbi Simlai. Hine HaKadosh Baruch Hu bara gimel chalakim. God created three different parts. Malachim, angels, so celestial beings. Behemot, animals. Ve'adam, and man. U'malachim hema sechel belo chomer. So the angels, the celestial beings, are made up of intellect, but no material. Ubehema hi chomer velo seichel. And the animals are all material and no seichel, no wisdom, knowledge, intellect. Ve'adam morkav mishneihem michomer v'seichel. And man is a combination of these two elements, of material and intellect. Ve'hena shnei hafachim, but really they're two opposites. Ma sherotzeh echad, idach eino rotzeh. That which one, whether it's the intellect or the body, want, the other doesn't want. Alkein, sam hakadosh baruch hu le'adam habechira. And therefore, God placed the choice to man, shimashech ami mikrovav imashech, that he will go by way whatever those who are close to him are drawn, that he'll be drawn. V'hinei be'emet hachomer hu me'uchar b'yitzera. And truthfully, the material was created later. Aval ha'secher, seichel hu mukdam b'yitzera. And the intellect was preceded the creation. V'zeh shomer ha'midrash achar v'kadam tzaratani. And that's what the Midrash is saying in its parish of this pasuk from Tehillim. Back and before you formed me, and in front, back and in front, or after and before. Im zacha adam she'achomer nimshach achar ha'secher, hu kadam l'maase bereshit. So if he merits, if a man merits, and his material, his body, is drawn after the intellect, which comes before all of creation, that's what it means to merit, that your body follows your intellect. Im lo zacha, and if he doesn't merit, ela ha'secher nimshach achar ha'chomer, rather his intellect follows after the body, hu me'uchar, then he's after. Ve'omrim lo yatush kadmecha, and then we say to him, the mosquito came before you. V'hine ha'sechel nikra chai, the intellect is called a living thing. V'im zacha gam ha'chomer nikra chai, and if he merits, if his body follows after his intellect, then his body is also called living. Ve'eno tzarich lishmor mishum bria, and he doesn't need to worry about protecting himself from anything. Ki yiru ki shem Hashem nikra lecha, v'yiru mimecha, because they will be afraid, because the name of God is called upon him, and they will be afraid of you. Aval im lo zachu nikra mit, but if he doesn't merit, he's called dead. Ve'afilu yatush shehu katan shebeyitzirot, and even a mosquito, which is one of the smallest creations, or a gnat, gam kein tzarich lira mimenu, the person needs to be afraid of that teeny tiny bug. Kmoshi ira letitus rasha, as happened to Titus, the wicked king who destroyed the second temple. And the Midrash says that there was a mosquito that went into his ear and got into his brain, and it caused him these horrible headaches. And when he died, they found it had like grown to the size of a bird or something like that. And that's why it specifically mentions a mosquito to bring up this reference to Titus, to see how his end came through something as small as a gnat or a mosquito. Okay, Dat Torah is a little long, but it's very interesting. And he's the Mashgiach of the Mir. So he passed away in 1936, before the Holocaust. And he was in Mir. So Isha Ki Tazria, quotes Rashi, V'hinei v'tam yitzirato shel adam achar kol be'ema chaya va'of nitbar b'gemara. So the reason why the creation of man came after all the animals, domesticated animals, wild animals, and birds, is explained in the Gemara. Kama tamim baza. There are many explanations, which we saw in that Gemara in Sanhedrin. Umahu zeha hechrach ki gam torato titparesh achar torat behema chaya ve'of. And then we're forced to say that also the Torah was explained after the Torah of the animals. V'ki inyan shel simna ba'ama naktinan kan. So is this just a mnemonic, like something just a cute thing for us to remember? Is it just some kind of strange, interesting sign? Umnam ki yasot gadol chazinan hacha. No, he's going to argue that this is actually a very deep matter, a foundational matter. Ki haTorah vehayitzira chadahin, because Torah and creation are one thing. So when it says that just as man was created after all these animals in creation, and so too his Torah comes after, Torah and creation are one thing. Kasher chazal amru, just like our rabbi said in Makot, tarayag mitzvot ne'amru lo l'moshe b'sinai, all 613 mitzvot were said to Moshe at Har Sinai, ramach mitzvot aseh, the 248 positive commandments. It's an interesting three letters, just because it's both Rechem, which is the womb, and also Machar, tomorrow. It's just that all add up to 248. Keneged Ramach Evarim Sheba Adam. So this corresponds to the 248 limbs, everything that a person's body is made up of, all the different parts. It's 248. V'chen Amru, they also said in the Zohar, Shasa Lotase, 365 negative commandments. Keneged Shasa Gidim Sheba Adam. And this corresponds to the sinews in man. So I like, I guess, all the nerves and veins and all those kinds of things. Ve'inza inyan shel dimyon v'siman. This is not just a matter of making a comparison or a sign. Ela hadavrim hem pshutan kemashma'an mamash. Rather, we can understand it literally in its simple meaning. Ki adam biyitzirato yeshlo v'kalul bo kvar kol ha-Torah. What's it saying? It's saying a person, in the way in which he was created, he has, and included in him, is already the entire Torah. All of the 248 positive mitzvot and all of the 365 negative mitzvot. Kol ever hu mitzvah achad. Each limb is one mitzvah. The kol gid and each sinew hu lo tase achad is one negative commandment. Bezohar kadosh al hasidrot bamidbar v'naso. So in the Zohar, when it's describing, and it's explaining the parshas of Bamidbar Naso, the first two parshas of Bamidbar, Medaber Sham Harbe Al Gufa Adam, it speaks a lot about the body of a person. Al Kol Pratav, on all the details, V'lama Kol Echad Mora, and to what each part of that body teaches. Umavarasham Kol Evareha Adam B'Sodotam, and it explains there all of the limbs of a person and their secrets. Ha'inayim laharatan, the eyes are for seeing. Ha'oznayim b'kol chalkehen, the ears and all of their parts. Ve'etzba'ot ha'yadayim keneged eser ha'sfirot, and the fingers of the hand correspond to the 10 sfirot of Kabbalah. Ve'in ze inyan rak shel remazim l'sodot. This is not just a matter of hints at a secret. Ela ki kol ever ve'ever hu guf hasot. But rather, each limb and each limb is actually the body of the secret. Rabbeinu Tam, this is the Tosfot in the Gemara. The Rabbeinu Tam, he has his own book called Sefer Yashar. Mevi min harayot al hasharat hanefesh acharei hafrada min haguf. So he brings from the proofs of how the soul is after it separates from the body. Mize asher ana roim habehemot bekoma kfufa. So from this, that which we see, that the beasts are bent over, animals are bent over, ve'adam b'komaz kufa, and men stand straight up. U'mizeh navin ki nefesh ha-be'ema hi min ha-efer. And from this outer appearance of man and animal, we understand that the soul of a beast comes from the dust. V'hi nimshechet el yesoda, and it is drawn to its foundation, which is the dust, and that's why animals are not upright, why they're bent over, they're drawn to the ground. And therefore, the soul bends the body of the beast towards the land. But the soul of man is drawn above. And therefore, it's the soul that stands us straight up. And from this we know that the soul desires to go up to its space, which is in the heavens, but it can't, because it's connected to the body. And therefore, it's said that at the time that it's able to separate from the body, it goes up. Ad kan. That's the Rabbeinu Tam. Biur divrei Rabbeinu Tam enam shenitgashem mitziyut haguf al atidot hanefesh. So the explanation of Rabbeinu Tam is not to realize the reality of the body on the future of the soul, asher la'atid lavo, that will come in the future. Ubamitatam hem shnei divrei nifradim. And in truth, there are two separate things. Hakavanahi shegam akshav kach hem hitchabrutam v'hit achdutam shel guf v'nefesh kemitziyut achat. So the intent is that also now, so too is this unity and connection of the body and the soul as one reality. Mitziut shel hashara v'nitzchit ki yasod yetzirata. It's the reality of the eternal foundation of creation. Ki hayetzira shel akshav b'zeh ha'olam. Because the creation of now and in this world, v'hachrita le'olam haba, and in the end, the next world, yitzira echaten, it's all one creation. V'hayitzira shel echat, so this world, the creation of this world, k'var kalul kol ha'atid v'hanetzach, it already includes all the future and eternity. Torah echat lehen, there's only one Torah for them. Komaz kufa hi raya, she'amitat mitziuta hi min ha'nefesh ha'nisheret v'hakayamet. The fact that we stand upright, this is a proof of the truth of the reality that it's from the soul that remains and endures. V'im sha'ul nish'ela lanu, and if the question was asked us, acharei she'nitbara lanu ki kol ha'torah kula kvar hi ba'adam mitzad yitzirato, that after it's explained to us that the entire Torah is already in man from him being created, so if we already have the Torah internalized in us, what do we need the Torah for? The answer is that despite these words, the Torah really doesn't add anything to the man in and of himself. So what's the division between man and the Torah of man? This is just a division between the general and the details. Kfar amarnu le'el b'reish parshat tzav b'tam sha'karbanot ha'ketuvot b'parshat v'yikra. Oh, so he's going to explain that in v'yikra, none of the korbanot are called Torah, because it's just giving over the general principles. But in tzav, they are all called Torah, Torat ha'chatat, and the others, because that's when we get the details. So that's what he explains there. Torah hi haprat. So the safe, the Torah that we have is the details. V'ha'adam v'yitzira hu haklal. And the man is the general. Gam v'shar klal prat da'ama kashe lehakir v'tochiyot haklal et ha'pratim shel haklal. And in the rest of anything that has both a general and a detail, and it's difficult to recognize within it what is the general and what is the details. Ki umnam in haprat dome lehaklal, because the details are not similar to the general. Shonim ham, they're different. Bilo kol kach b'nakel takiram, and it's hard to recognize that difference. Kmo kin be'atzmut yitzirato shel ha'adam, v'torato shel adam. So like this, with the essence of the creation of man and the Torah of man. Imkein echatem. Therefore, they are one. Ve'ein beprat elamasha baklal. There is not in the details except what is in the general. Umasha in beitzirato lo tavo betorato. And that which is not in his creation, his form, will also not come in his Torah. Ve'kol haTorah kula be'ameti rak hora'ah ubiur hapratim min masha kalul betorato. And the entire Torah is truly only instructions and explanations of the details of what is included already in his form. So you still won't be able to really recognize or separate out the details from the general things that are included in it. So let the wise person become wiser. There's a lot of wisdom here. And on this we say that Hashem in his wisdom established the land. This is a little technical, but I think we understand that man represents the general principles of the Torah, and we need the Torah and understand the details, and really we're united. If we weren't who we are, the Torah wouldn't exist. Acharei kol ha'dvarim ha'ela, navin benakel masha amru chazal, al Avram Avinu. So after all of these things, we can now easily understand what our rabbi said in the Gemara and Yoma about Avraham, that shekayam kol ha'torah kula afilu eruvei tavshalim, that he upheld the entire Torah, even the Eruve Tavshilin. This is a special Derabanan mitzvah on a Chag, when the Chag when Chag and Shabbos follow each other, that you can cook on the Chag for Shabbos. So normally we can't prepare from one day of Chag to the next, but when it's the first or second day of Chag and the next day of Shabbos, you can prepare for that day by creating this thing called an Erev Tavshilin, where it's usually, people usually have matzah and an egg, two different types of dishes that then you eat at some point to, that was your Erev. Ve'amru, and we learn in the Midrash, Mehechan Lamad Avram et Torah, where did Avram learn the Torah? Rabbi Levi Amar Me'atzmo Lamad Torah. Rabbi Levi says he learned it from himself. And now we can kind of understand that better, that we have Torah in us. Everything about us represents Torah. Ki ha-yodea yitzirat ha-adam yodea et Torato. Because one who knows the creation of man knows his Torah. Umika Avram Avinu asher katav gam sefer yitzirah. And who is like Avram Avinu, to whom we attribute the authorship of the Sefer HaYetzirah, which is a Kabbalistic book all about creation. Halo yoda efo sodot yitzirat kol ha'olam umlo'o. He knew the secrets of the creation of the entire world and everything that fills it. Umimela vadai ki yada gam kein kol ha'torah v'afilu eruvei tavshilin. And so, of course, he knew the entire Torah, and even this more obscure Derabanan mitzvah. Behu mashemaraglab defino tamid lomar ki kol haTorah hu Torah te'edam. So the entire Torah is the Torah of man. Elahem divrei Rabbi Simlai v'zeberam. So this is now he's going back to the words of Rabbi Simlai. Shekashem sheyitzirato shel Adam achar kol beima chayav ha'of b'maseh bereshit. Just as the creation of man is after all of the domesticated animals, wild animals, and birds in the creation story. And if in the creation man was last, there's nothing extra to learn from all of the reasons that are given in the Gemara why he was last. Rather, the reality of their creation was after the animals. So too his Torah is explained after the Torah of the animals. This is how it must have been. It had to have been. And it's not just a nice sign. Because Torah and creation are one. So this is about the praise also being last. Okay, now we're here, the last paragraph, v'hakol ole b'kana achad, all of this goes into one basket, ha'yitzira v'hakilus v'hatorah, the creation and the praise and the Torah, kulam echad, they're all one, hen lo yitpardu, and we don't separate between them. V'alzeh kama ye'ot ma'amar chacham, and on this we can really appreciate the words of the Ibn Ezra, v'lo yechol da'at et Hashem im lo yada nafsho v'nishmato v'gufo. You can't know God unless you know your soul, his body. So everything can be found within us, all of the secrets of creation. Okay, and if that wasn't bad enough, now we have a piece of Chassidus that I'm not going to do justice to, but it's really beautiful, and hopefully what I was able to discern from it, you'll be able to understand and appreciate as well. So Svas Emes, Rabbi Yehuda Aryeh Leib, he was the first Ger Chassid, the Chidushei Okay. So again, this Midrash that we've been focusing on, Achor V'Kadam, after and before, Ata Kadamta Le'Maase Bereshit, you came before the act of creation, Kmo She'Yitzirato Shel Adam, Kach Torato Nitparsha Achar Torat Behema. So just as the creation of man was after, so too his Torah is explained after the animals. Ki hine kol Yisrael yeshlam chalek l'olam haba, netzer matai v'chulei. So he's quoting this Mishnah. He's just giving a few words from the beginning and the end from Sanhedrin. All of the Jewish people, even sinners and those who are liable to be executed with the court and pose death penalty, have a share in the world to come. As it is stated, and your people shall also be all righteous. They shall inherit the land forever. The branch of my planting, the work of my hands, for my name to be glorified. From Yeshayahu. Perush yesh l'chol ma'asei bereshit, koch v'shorash be'olam shelamala me'ateva. So how do we understand this? All of the acts of creation have a power and a root in the world that is above nature. V'kevan sheyesh sham chalek l'kol yesh Yisrael, memela hem kodmin l'kol abriya. And since each person in Israel, each Jew, has a part of this before creation, he therefore precedes all of creation, because we have a piece of us in us that precedes creation. Umnam kach bara Hashem yitbarach liyot adam kolel kol hanivraim. However, God created man so that he would include all of the other creations. V'yesh bo nefesh habehemiyot. And therefore, we humans have an animal soul. Okay? So even though we also have a piece of godly soul in us, we also have an animal soul. V'eino yachol hasig shorach kocho shalomala me'ateva. And we humans can't grasp the roots of our power that's above nature. Ad sheyitaken mikodem hatviyut v'nefesh habehemiyot shavo. We need to do a tikkun, we need to fix first the nature and the animal soul that's in him. Okay, so we all have this godly piece that is above nature, but we're placed in these bodies that have an animal soul and that are tied to nature, but we can do a tikkun to rise above all that. V'zeh peirush achor v'kadam tzaratani. And that's the explanation of the beginning of our midrash, after and before he formed me. Ki ayidei hatikun shemikodem yachol lavo lahasig shorash neshamato shekadma lakol ma'aseh bereshit. Because it's by way of tikkun, of working on ourselves, which comes before, then he can come to grasp the root of his soul that came before all of the acts of creation. That's the Ruach Elokim Merachefet, the Spirit of God that's hovering. V'zeh shamar torato nitparsha achar Torah behema. And that's also what it means, that the Torah of man is explained after the Torah of the animal. Ki vaday yesh bo chalek haganuz bo milamala me'ateva. Because of course a person has a hidden part in him that is above nature. Aval eino yachol lavo lidei gilui, but he can't bring that hidden part to be revealed. Ad sheyitaken Torat behema. And this is really beautiful, and I hope we get this. How does he reach this hidden above nature part? By fixing the Torah of the animal. Okay? So first comes the Torah of the animal. We have to understand our animalistic nature so that then we can fix it and rise above it, and then our godly soul will be revealed. So that in the Sfas Emes language, the Torah of the animal is speaking about us, humans, and the Torah of our own animalistic soul. V'achar kach nitparesh koach shorasho. And after he has fixed the Torah of the animal, of his own animalistic soul, afterwards he'll be able to explain the power of his root, ubali de gilui, and then it will be revealed. V'zeh ayide koach hamitzvot. And how do we do this? How do we fix our animalistic soul and reveal our inner godly soul? By way of the mitzvot, shehem be'asya, that they're done with action, v'hem me'orarin koach ha'elyon, and they awaken the higher power, umivatlin hateva, and they cancel out nature, lama shelamala, so that we can rise above it. V'zeh inyan amramzal, and this is the matter that the rabbi said in the Gemara in Masechet Brachot. They say, birkot hamitzvot over la'asiyatan. So this is an expression in the Gemara that they spend a lot of time trying to explain. The bracha of the mitzvot, over, which means passes, but they explain it as it precedes, it comes before the action. So for most mitzvot in Judaism, we first say the mitzvah, and then we do the action. So this is why when you're shaking the lulav and the etrog, you make sure that when you pick up the lulav and etrog before you say the bracha, that the etrog is upside down. Because if you picked it up right side up, then you would already be doing the action and the bracha would no longer be relevant. So you pick it up upside down, you say the bracha, and then you turn the etrog the right way so that then the bracha precedes the action. And they take a pasuk from, I think it's Shmuel Bet, Vayavor et HaKushi, and he passed, he went before the Kushi. This is when they're running to tell David HaMelech that Avshalom, his son, has died. And they sent the Kushi, and then somebody else went to go ahead of him and pass before him. So how does he understand this? Pevrush ha-mitzvot notnin bracha. The mitzvah gives a blessing. Liot ha-ma'aseh over u'makdim atzmo l'chol ha-teva. So that the action will help him go before all of nature. He'll precede nature. He won't be tied to it. Ve'achar ha-tikun Adam kodam l'kol ma'aseh b'reshit. And after he's done this fix, after he's gotten to know his bestial soul and he's done mitzvah to reveal his godly soul, then it will be that man comes before all the acts of creation. Afki tchilat avodat v'hamasa l'mata mikol habriya. Even though the beginning of this work and this action was under all of creation. So he has to start out under, but through fixing and revealing his godly soul, he ends up before. Vishne avodot halalu hem inyan yemei hamasa achar kach hashabbat. So in many of his other essays here in Parshat Tezria and other places, he explains that these two avodas, they're the matter of the days of action, the 6 days of the week, and afterwards Shabbat. And that hu bechinat kadam shehu mayan olam haba. And Shabbat comes before, even though it's the last day of the week, Shabbat actually precedes everything because it's a part of olam haba, of the next world, which originates with God who created the world. Okay, so that is, according to the Sfat Emet, our job in the world, that we first need to learn the Torah of the animals, so that we can conquer our own animalistic soul in order to reveal our godly soul. Okay, I did the best I could on that. I'm sure I'm missing some very deep teachings, but I hope that you were able to appreciate what I could appreciate from that. Okay, so now back to who was Rabbi Simlai and this teaching of his and why it's so relevant. So he appears many places in the Gemara, but this gives us a little bit about who he was. So Rabbi Simlai came before Rabbi Yochanan. He said to him, would the master teach me the book of genealogies, Sefer Yochsin? He was a collection of Tannitic teachings that formed a midrash on the book of Divrei Hayamim. Rabbi Yochanan said to him, where are you from? He said, from Lod. Rabbi Yochanan further asked, and where is your present place of residence? He said to him, Nehar Dea. Rabbi Yochanan said to him, I have a tradition that we teach these subjects neither to Lodites nor to Nehar Deans. And certainly not to you, who comes from Lod and your residence is in Nehar Dea. It's kind of like a redneck joke, if you are old enough to appreciate that. Such that you have both shortcomings. Rabbi Simlai pressured Rabbi Yochanan until he agreed to teach him. Rabbi Simlai said to him, teach me the book of genealogies in 3 months. Rabbi Yochanan took a clod of dirt, threw it at him, and said to him, Bruria, the wife of Rabbi Meir and daughter of Rabbi Hananya ben Taradion, was so sharp and had such a good memory that she learned 300 halachot in one day from 300 sages. And nonetheless, she did not fulfill her responsibility to properly learn the book of genealogies in 3 years, because it is especially long and difficult. And you say that I should teach it to you in 3 months? After your inappropriate request, I am not inclined to teach you at all. When Rabbi Simlai was taking leave to go, he asked Rabbi Yochanan, even so, my teachers have already come. Let me ask you a question. And in asking him this question, he said to him, You don't need to know the question. If you want to read it, you can, but go back to the larger font. He said to him, since I understand from your question that you are a Torah scholar, come and I will tell you the answer. So we learn about Rabbi Simlai that he came from the wrong side of the tracks. He was not born privileged. He was born like the lowest of the low. And through the meritocracy of the Torah world, he came to be one of the leading scholars. And the Lubavitcher Rebbe explains the connection between This view and its author is this. Rabbi Simai did not have an illustrious ancestry. The story is told in the Talmud that he came to Rabbi Yochanan and asked him to teach him the book of genealogies, but Rabbi Yochanan refused because, according to Rashi, his lineage was undistinguished. Therefore, Rav Simlai, unable to lay claim to inherited virtue, appreciated the value and importance of effort and acquired virtue. This explains his reading of the order of creation. When man is created, he has no acquired distinctions except the disposition to sin. He was made last because at that stage he is the lowest of beings. But as we've seen, it is within all of our powers to rise to become the most exalted and highest of beings. So may we all continue the good fight of fighting our own animal souls so that we can all reveal the godly light within all of us and see that godly light within each other and make the world a better place. May all the hostages and soldiers come home healthy and complete in body and mind.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you.